This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Denver's historic City Park band shell was severely damaged by a fire. The structure was a total loss. The bandstand was built in 1929 and has hosted decades of performers from the City Park Jazz Concert Series. Representatives from the concert series said they're hoping to still kick off the music on June 7th and will decide how to move forward for their 40th season of free concerts. Denver Parks and Recreation has the structure taped off while the fire is under investigation. There was standing room only and a lot of excitement at the Front Range Pasture Rail's town hall meeting in Colorado Springs this week. The train plans to connect cities along the Front Range with daily services. Resident Terry Vossman said it would be economical, safer, and faster. Plus,
you can look at the scenery and you don't have to get angry at the other drivers on the highway.
Phase 2 of the Front Range Pasture Rail's plan will connect Denver and Fort Collins with Colorado Springs and is slated to begin in 2028 and could be in service as early as 2041. Plans on how the southern segment will be paid for are still undetermined. A group of skiers filed a class action lawsuit against Vail Resorts Nelterra Mountain Company in federal court in Denver. The suit claims the Colorado companies are violating antitrust laws by bundling access to many resorts on their season passes, the Epic and Icon passes. The complaint says the companies have steered skiers and snowboarders into expensive season passes by setting artificially high single-day lift ticket prices. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.